Blog Talk Radio.
We both lie silent still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, feeling miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? My words not come out right. Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Another night if I'd known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made our separate ways. Now I hear you found somebody new. That I never meant that much to you. But to hear that tears me up inside.
Michael's Poison, Motley Crue, New York Dolls, and everyone who partied last night in Biloxi at the concert. Some people are probably still partying, so just shout out to everyone down there in the Mississippi Gulf Coast who had a good time in Biloxi. I hope you had enough. I'm sure you had enough. Some had some fun for me also. Okay. Just wanted to kick off the morning with that song, one of my favorite rock power ballads, and he happened to have written it in one of my favorite cities, Dallas, Texas. Every Rose Has a Thorn. Don't you just love it? Happy Saturday. Thank you for joining me with the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth. I started on time this morning at 5:30 a.m. I feel much better. I apologize again for the start at 7:30 a.m. Yesterday. But, you know, hey. Yeah, so I feel much better. PMS, those people who want to know what happened. I had been a little tired, a little exhausted, and I needed to eat my breakfast yesterday morning and just feel better. He just had a little slow start. And so realized that, you know, experiencing PMS. PMS time, I know some people say, that's too much information. Some people want to know, you know, if it was something real serious or something real bad happening or not, you know, just, you know, monthly friend time. But that's the time when it would be good to have that special someone to show, to cuddle with and to pamper and spoil. Some women become the B word, bitchy, doing PMS. I turn into a baby. Okay, we're just going to talk about different things going on. Welcome to America, Prince William and Duchess Catherine. We're going to talk. Before we go into talking about their visit, must send out condolences to the family of the late former First Lady, Mrs. Betty Ford, who recently passed away. Passed away, I guess, late yesterday evening. When I awakened and checked my emails, I saw breaking news reports that she had passed away. And so I've been watching CNN and other networks this morning, or talking about her death. So, you know, we're never prepared to say goodbye to people, are we? Never. Age 93, and earlier this week, former First Lady Nancy Reagan had turned 90. Just, you know, my condolences to the loved ones of former First Lady Betty Ford and fellow supporters of her and, you know, her late husband, former president, the late Gerald Ford. As a little girl, that's when I really got into politics, when Ford was president. And I was a real young girl, but ever since I can remember, I've always been interested in news events and politics and news. So, you know, I consider myself a political enthusiast, and I've always, for some reason, I always supported the Republican Party, even before I could vote. But, you know, some people will consider me a Reagan Republican, but, I definitely really got involved in listening and paying attention to politics when Ford was in office, when I was in grade school. And so I remember the ups and downs of the couple, you know, the First Lady going through and overcoming her bout with alcoholism. And alcoholism is not a stranger within my family also. Some people know that I have enjoyed drinking myself, but I've always been able to control it. You know, the party days, I purposely would, you know, overdrink and get drunk. That's what you do when you're in high school and college and stuff, you know, have fun. But I never got out of control with it. But my family is not a stranger to that. I'm not going to call any names without anybody's permission to discuss their business. But I must say my family is not a stranger to bouts with alcoholism and so on. You know, some passed on and some still alive. It's good that she created a rehab that people, you know, this is a great help to many people in our community to this day. So that's really great. So I won't just go on and on and on. Wow. NFL, checking out NFL news. Oh, well, we're on the topic of condolences. Condolences again to Shannon Stone's family and coworkers and loved ones. And I didn't watch the game, but I heard that that they had a moment of silence before last night's game in respect of his death. That's terrible, that fall that occurred. I mean, I kept waiting for that press conference or trying to see the live video of Nolan Ryan's press conference he had scheduled yesterday, but I never did see it. So I guess I need to still check it out. And let's see. NFL. Whoa. I don't know. For some reason, I believe they might be able to come to an agreement and everything get, you know, get back to normal real soon. From what I've seen on NFL.com and listening to ESPN radio and so on, and from some emails that I received, that, well, one thing about it, the talks are not regressing, but they're not progressing the way they should be, especially on really core important issues and topics. They're going to resume meeting Monday, but over the weekend, there will be, you know, informal talks and meetings going on. So hopefully within those informal gatherings and whatever teleconferencing or whatever, hopefully they'll be able to come to an agreement. And then when the formal meetings resume on Monday, then, you know, hopefully they can be able to work on, you know, complete negotiations that are fair and right for all involved, including the fans. That's what's important. You know, that's who generates the money. Remember, you all. So that's important. But the commissioner is very optimistic, and I think owners and executives and even the players' association and others, I think everyone is being very optimistic and really working hard to negotiate and to finally end this NFL lockout. Because, and I see where some, I heard yesterday afternoon where, you know, how some teams like to go away and practice. Some teams have elected to not go away, to just do their practices, their training camps, their entire training camps at their home base, at their own facilities, you know. So, you know, from 06 to 08, the Saints practiced up here in Jackson, Mississippi. But that was due to, you know, Katrina, and their facility was being renovated and so on. Because even before Katrina, I think someone area on the coast was interested in New Orleans practicing there. But after Katrina, they practiced here for three summers straight. But, you know, that's how I got to know the coach and team members and so on. I used to love traveling to New Orleans. I look forward to resuming my travels back down there and, you know, also touring the facility and so on. And going to some of the, you know, camp. I have yet been to the camp down there. The last camp, New Orleans camp, I went to was the last year here. But I watching them practice when they were here, though, I knew that they soon would become champions. And if you don't believe me, you can ask the guys. I used to tell them during camp, you guys are going to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl real, real soon. Because the Saints used to remind me and still remind me of my other favorite team, the Cowboys. I'm talking about the old Cowboys. I mean, I love Cowboys now, but I'm talking about when it was Irvin, Aikman, and Smith. And, you know, that team was the picture of teamwork. And the Saints are definitely a team that believes in teamwork. And Coach Payton is definitely, and his assistants and his trainers, they are definitely hands-on. I mean, hands-on. And the Mavericks is another team that it's all about teamwork. It's not, you know, just don't put the weight of the game, of the entire season, on just a few. It's important to even out. You know, yeah, there are the superstar players, there are the franchise players, but then there are talented players that some of us never get a chance or opportunity to see work. You know, so, you know, when you see a team that exemplifies teamwork, championship titles and breaking records are not far away. That's speaking of any team. In the MLB, in the NFL, in the NBA, et cetera. Am I not telling the truth? You know, really. So, what else am I about to say? Because this is the weekend edition, and this is like a recap or a show where you talk about different things. I'm talking about a variety of things. Monday show would definitely be about the Royal Couple, but I am going to talk about the Royal Couple before the end of the show. And I'm getting ready to go to the chat room. So if any of you want to join me in the chat room, and I'm looking forward to getting my system. I hope I can go in the chat room today. There's some other things to talk about also. So let's see. I know you all say, well, you should bullet point some things. I do sometimes, but some things should be. I usually freestyle and talk about it. And breaking news, when breaking news occurs, and you have to talk about the things that are breaking. That's breaking in the news. What else was I about to talk about? Yeah, I was just talking about how good sportsmanship is amazing. Oh, we have the ESPYs coming up on Wednesday, July 13th. That's my brother-in-law's birthday, too, my sister's husband. So happy early birthday to him. I think that's his birthday. It's somewhere around there. It's a lot of people's birthdays, so happy birthday to anybody and everybody celebrating birthdays this weekend. My birthday is a little less than a month. Well, it's a month away on August 11th, but I look at every day as Valentine's Day and birthdays. Those are just grand special occasions, aren't they? But there was something else I was going to mention. Yeah, the ESPYs will be Wednesday. I voted, so if you all haven't cast your vote for the ESPYs, you need to go ahead and cast your vote. So I had a blast voting for my favorites and so on. I was reminded of voting because I had been putting off, but as I was checking out some things on Michael Vick's Facebook page, which I shout out earlier this week, you know, he's definitely like letting people know, you go ahead and vote for your vote, cast your vote. So I went ahead and cast my vote on Thursday. So you all, you know, cast your votes. Every vote counts. Some pretty good nominees. So I'm saying too much. And another thing, let's see. I'm in the chat room, so come in and say hi to me and tell me what's up in your area. What's up here is just, you know, happy and blessed to see another weekend. And what's up? The royal visit to the USA, and hoping that, you know, they enjoy this visit and plan to return back to the States in the near future. It'd be neat if they return back during the holiday season or during, football season or something like that. That'd be cool. But I don't know. I'm sure they have busy itineraries and so on. And been a newlywed couple, too. But still, you know, their second honeymoon. Because this is really like their second honeymoon. And they're doing so much work and making such a difference. It's good to see any couple, everyday couple, royal couple, or celebrity couple, just everyday couple, doing great things together. So, you know, a lot of things that they are doing are, you know, for either their charitable organizations or are in conjunction with other charitable organizations. But I was reading Entertainment Online, and they talked about their arrival. And so I tweeted, if you hadn't seen any news footage on Prince William and Duchess Catherine. You can check out my tweets and check out my Facebook page and my Tumblr page and MySpace and LinkedIn. I posted an E-Online vid where they talked about the arrival of the royal couple, that they arrived at LAX and they was quickly rushed in a Range Rover to the Beverly Hilton for Variety's Venture Capital and New Media Summit. And while they were there, they discussed the UK's upcoming technology innovation, innovations and new media. They talked about, you know, UK. That's why they're here also to, you know, to promote and work on and maintain a good relationship between the U.S. and the UK. So they were promoting the UK's upcoming technology and innovations in new media. And then they went to a outdoor reception where Princess Catherine changed clothes, and that outdoor reception was at the British Consulate General Residence, and I believe that's the residence where they will be residing while here in the States and in L.A. So that's pretty neat. And they mingled with everyone from the mayor, Mayor Antonio, how do you pronounce his name? Villaraigosa. And, of course, their friend David Beckman was in attendance, and many other, you know, dignitaries. And I guess some, you know, some regular people who consider themselves regular people. But so, just, you know, from what I've seen, they've had a blast. So check that out. Now, today they plan on today's itinerary, they plan on attending a charity polo match at Santa Barbara Polo and Racquet Club. And then they're going to do something very glitzy. They're going to attend the British Academy of Film and Television Arts Awards. So that should be fun. And I earlier in the week, I don't know if it's still on the itinerary, I had read where they were even going to go to Skid Row, you know, in the area where the homeless people, where, you know, the area, that's the area that they call Skid Row, where homeless people reside. You know, homelessness is a real important issue to me also. And so I remember seeing earlier in the week, maybe they're doing that tomorrow, since I don't see that in that particular article. And I'm trying to refer back to my notes, because I have it in my notes about their visit to Skid Row. But I guess I'll be talking about that Monday. Now, their trip must be concluding on Monday also. I don't think they're leaving Sunday. They must be departing on Monday. But, you know, that's going to be Monday's show topic, the royal couple visit. So we'll elaborate more on their travel plans and on their visit to Canada and to Hollywood. But, yeah, I'm trying to locate those notes where they also plan on visiting. When is the 10th? On July 10th, their final tour date. Yeah, I found my notes. On July 10th, their final tour date, the couple will visit the Inner City Art School, an organization helping children from a deprived neighborhood in downtown L.A. I don't know if that's the Skid Row event, but that's another important event also. But then I'm looking at my other notes where tickets for that polo event are selling for $4,000, and they're hoping to raise $4 million. And it's to raise funds for Prince William and Prince Harry Foundation of, you know, to the charitable organization called the Foundation of Prince William and Prince Harry. And Duchess Catherine will present the trophy to the winner of the Santa Barbara, you know, polo match, which they will attend today, you know, early part of the day. So I see something else. I don't know if this is still on their itinerary. that the Duke and the Duchess are also scheduled to attend a hiring fair for veterans and their families at Sony Pictures Studio, which will be co-hosted by the U.S. and L.A. Area Chambers of Commerce and Service Nation. The Hiring Our Heroes Los Angeles Job Fair will be the biggest of the 100 hiring fairs the chambers are holding across the country throughout the nation. And then after that event, so I guess this is all up for Sunday. Today's event will be the polo match and attending the award show. And so after that event, the job fair, Women Kate would join a service project in partnership with Blue Star Families and the USO to create 1,000 care packages for military kids, plus attend a special reception. And you can tweet at USAT Kindness. That's the organization. And then there's a reminder also, after I had jotted info from this research. In lieu of wedding gifts, the royal couple requested that well wishers donate money to charities. Remember? So I just was sharing that. I mean, itineraries can be changed. So what I've just presented to you all then was from notes from midweek. So, you all keep up with some of your favorite news media outlets like E! Online, Showbiz, Tonight, and, your favorite shows and so on. Also, I do my best to keep you updated because, I love the royal family. I love the royals, period. So, I have always, ever since I was a little girl, I always considered myself a little princess. But I just was sharing that, for those of you who care. I know some of you say, well, who cares? Well, a lot of us apparently do care. And I was also reading the story that E! Online was reporting that anybody who trespassed at the residence that they're staying at this weekend will be quickly arrested. Well, it's almost time for me to conclude the show. I do have someone in my chat room, and I'm going to speak. Again, I want to congratulate those who were nominated for a Jackson Music Awards. The Gospel Awards will be Sunday night, and the other categories, the Jackson Music Awards, will be presented on Monday night. And so shout out to, J.C. Thompson Jr. and Lee King and everyone that produces that marvelous award show. Now that it's that time of the month, I'm glad I had made plans to go to the award show because you all just, I'd be like in a mood when it's that time. But not that y'all want to know all that too much info. But just shout out to everyone, to the nominees and to the future winners and our listeners. I keep you all updated also. But you all can also check out their website and so on. But time is coming near to an end, so I will be talking with you all on Monday. Unless some breaking sports news happens, then I'll schedule a weekend sports edition, like the NFL labor talks or so on. So thank you for your support. I'm near 21K of those of you who view my profile. And just thank you, and God bless you all. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.